Hi there, this is Michael Ann Conley, and you're listening to Habits into Health. If you feel frustrated and trapped in behaviors you haven't been able to change, well, Habits into Health could be for you. In this show, we are all about helping you experience satisfaction instead of frustration. And if you've tried positive thinking and willpower to change a problem habit, you probably know that it can work for a while, but it tends not to last. The Habits into Health way of turning your problem habits into life-affirming behaviors honors your own rhythm, not some rule book that works for somebody else. Truth is, lasting transformation is supported by small steps taken every day in your own way. And usually this process involves undoing old habits first, before building new behaviors. Although often, you might be doing a little bit of both at the same time. This podcast show is all about reinforcing the changes you want to make in your life. And today, we're going to continue talking about how you can support yourself in building healthy self-caring habits for the holidays. We're going to talk about how to manage expectations, your own and other people's as well, especially if you're going through a tough time and you're not feeling all that cheerful about the season. Of course, before we go there, in Habits into Health, we always pave the way with a few moments of focused attention so that you can collect yourself and then be able to listen from a different place, something different than the chatter or the monkey mind that goes on in your head. In Habits into Health, I encourage you to practice stepping back from thinking about and enter being with. This means being attentive to what's going on in the energetic field that you call your body. And I say, let your body lead so your mind doesn't have to. Let's practice with expectations from an experiential place first. There are different levels of expectation, but you might experience them ultimately just as a matter of degree. So we're going to start small today. For instance, consider something you're expecting to do later today. Lunch with a friend, perhaps. An important meeting at work. A special dinner with your sweetheart. A walk in a park. A community gathering or your yoga class. Meeting with your buddies for a game of cards. Playing baseball in the park. Just pick one expectation. Now tune in to where you experience yourself when you think about this expectation. We're not cutting out the mind. What we're doing is redirecting our attention from what we think about what's going on to what we feel. I'm going to offer some examples, some places in what I call the geography of yourself, the geography of your own body. And these are only suggestions. There's no right or wrong way, but here are some places to consider. When you consider this expectation of what you're going to do later today, does your heart pick up a beat? Does your jaw tighten? Do you squeeze your eyes or make a smile? Be attentive to your breath. Does your breath lengthen and deepen? Notice what's happening in your belly and down into your legs, and even into your feet. Are your feet expectant? Toes tapping, wiggling? Do your legs feel itchy to move, as if, oh, I can't wait to go do that? Or is there caution in you? I feel cautious about that. I know I have to have this conversation with this person. I expect this conversation to be tough or difficult. I feel uneasy. Where do you feel that? Whatever your expectation is, just tune in to where in your geography you feel something. And if you find that you're focusing on your thinking about it, then let your attention go to your physical experience in your forehead, at the temples, maybe even to the sides and the top of your head. Thinking doesn't just happen in your head, but it is often a place to start. Another place where thinking happens is in your throat, at the larynx. Because when you're thinking, you're probably doing what's called subvocalizing. Even if you're not speaking out loud, the vocal cords are moving and making shapes that are associated with sound. So what is your experience of yourself around this expectation? What do you notice about how you're in yourself? Now, perhaps you can be attentive to this as we move forward in our show today. First, I want to remind you that you're listening to Habits into Health, and this is Michael Ann Conley. And I invite you to make any comments or bring up any questions at habitsintohealth.com. That's the website. All comments are monitored, so you can ask for privacy if you just want to have private contact with me. Or if you'd like to have a conversation about a habit that is creating challenges for yourself, you can go to the website and click on the Get Support link and apply for a free strategy session. I set aside time every month for a few sessions to talk with people who want to find out if perhaps the work that I do might help them in a more personal way. So that's at habitsintohealth.com. Now let's talk about our topic, which is about creating satisfaction by managing expectations around the holidays. In a lot of the world right now, we're experiencing holiday time. It's December, and it's a time of religious holidays. Even if you're not a religious person, it's kind of hard to avoid, and that's anywhere in the world. Hanukkah is happening right now as I'm recording this in early December. And we're heading into the Christmas season for the Christian faith, as well as for much of the world, the approach to Christmas is also experienced as a secular event. And of course, the newer holiday of Kwanzaa, which begins the day after Christmas for a week, and honors the experiences and gifts that people from the African nations have brought to the world. So let's talk about our topic. How do you engage with the holidays of this season? How do you personally engage with it? Do you claim enthusiasm as your birthright? Are you one of those folks that just absolutely loves it? Or do you hold an attitude of take 'em or leave 'em, finding pleasure here, but shrugging there? And maybe your heart is filled when a holiday has a spiritual or religious connection, but you're left wanting around the secular aspects of it. This is certainly a time for a lot of gift giving, and that can be a challenge for many people. And the truth is that many of us enter the months between Halloween and New Year's with mixed feelings. And this can have as much to do with expectations about how you think you're supposed to feel than anything else. So you could ask yourself, do I push myself into performance and forget acceptance? For instance, do you find this time filled with pressures and stress, especially when it comes to maintaining traditions? If this is true, how do you manage if your internal rhythm right now just doesn't match the expectations that you or your family members have? What do you do if your needs at this time don't fit with your typical way of navigating the holidays? Do other people have difficulty if you experiment? Can you let yourself shift how much you extend yourself toward others? Is it okay to change how you've always done things? And can you talk honestly with your family and friends about what each of you wants and needs this year? For many people, and this may be true for you, holiday expectations are linked to complications of another sort. For example, the last months of the year usually involve a lot more socializing, often accompanied by increased drinking and overeating. Do you find yourself preparing to deal with people where alcohol created difficulties in the past? Can you make sure you have a plan B so that self-care comes first? Or maybe you've made some dietary changes this year. In what ways can you take care of your needs and navigate well-meaning but intrusive questions from others? And then there are holidays that are especially difficult, like when grief is holding sway. Perhaps this is your first holiday without a loved one who died during the past year. The year after a death is filled with first experiences of all kinds, of special events that you shared. The first birthday without your loved one, the first time you met. When a family member dies, the first holiday time without them can bring lots of mixed feelings. Your gatherings may be filled with laughter as you remember fond stories, and with tears from your sadness that they're gone. You also might feel relieved that your loved one is no longer suffering, and guilty about feeling relieved. Is this familiar to you? Taking care of yourself can be especially important if you experience the death of a loved one during a holiday time in the past. How do you experience yourself now, if this is true for you, as you listen to this? Where in you do you feel your sadness, your grief, your relief, your guilt? Can you be in acceptance of this? I support you in saying yes. There's also grief in situations of separation or divorce. That goes hand in hand with letting go of activities that once were shared together and now must be renegotiated. If for any reason this holiday time includes sadness for you, can you give yourself permission to grant your own wishes rather than performing to meet the expectations of others? And if being reflective is more true to your needs at this time, can you let yourself be content with this? It can bring a lot of satisfaction. In addition, during difficult economic times, and this is true for most of us, we're also invited to adapt our expectations to new conditions. If your holidays involve gift giving as a part of your family's ritual, can you discuss new ways to give? This could mean giving each other qualitative time, sharing stories and meals, which can support connection rather than creating more financial pressure from overspending. It seems that so many of us expect that we should be happy during the holidays, and it's truly wonderful when we are. But if you're greeting these months with a sense of fun and enjoyment, it's a gift. And you also give yourself a valuable gift when you accept the wave of whatever state that you're in, when you hold yourself softly, especially if life has taken some turns. Whether the exuberance of the season is speaking to you or not, when you know that you're managing yourself as best you can with the resources you have right now, you are giving yourself and those you encounter a most valuable and satisfying gift. So how do you plan to take care of yourself during the holidays this year? What are you doing now to take care of yourself this week? Are there any challenges that you're facing during this time that you could use support for? I invite your comments at habitsintohealth.com. So this is part of the Habits Into Health mantra, if you will. Success starts with small steps. It also begins not with forcing yourself to think your way through, but to allow yourself to listen to your body, listen to the physical signs of readiness or not readiness, and to start very kindly with yourself, with permission rather than pressure. The one thing that we're really into in Habits Into Health is kindness. The brain moves faster than the body, and we can pressure ourselves in ways from the brain that don't match the rhythm of what your body is telling you. So trust that whatever small changes you try out, that it's terrific, it's great, congratulate yourself. And of course, getting reinforcement and support is really a big help. And that's why I created habitsintohealth.com. These programs exist to support you. And I have some options for you for getting started. First, I developed a self-assessment questionnaire to guide you in some questions about whether a habit has you in its grip. And if you come to the website and sign up to receive the assessment, you'll get that, and then you'll also start receiving my free newsletter, which I send out about twice a month and sometimes more often, sometimes every 3 weeks. No pressure, remember? And then if you want to take another step to look into getting some personal support, just click the link to apply for a free session, and we can explore what's really going on for you and how to help you get on track. So I'm going to sign off for now. I want to thank you for listening in today. This is Michael Ann Conley, and you've been listening to Habits into Health. I support you in turning your old habits around into healthy possibilities for your future. Thanks for joining me.